Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, January the 20th, 2014. And in our top story today, we find that the Department of Homeland Security is giving the Muslim Brotherhood VIP treatment. This is an exclusive story by Paul Joseph Watson. A newly released document obtained via Freedom of Information request says that members of a Muslim Brotherhood delegation traveling through Minneapolis Airport, New York's JFK Airport, and Dulles Airport were handed expedited entry known as, quote, port courtesy, unquote, which is normally reserved for high-ranking government officials and dignitaries. And, of course, at the time, they didn't have anybody that was even elected in Egypt, so they can't make the claim that that was the case, that they were being given treatment because they were associated with a government. But we've seen this happening over and over again. And we know from internally released TSA documents that came out during a lawsuit that as far back as 2011, they admitted internally that there were no threats at the airports or against airplanes. And yet, they subject all of us to this kind of treatment as if we were terrorists. But when we have the Muslim Brotherhood coming in, they get the VIP treatment. Just amazing. But look at what else is happening with CIA terror-sponsored groups. Kurt Nemo's article on Infowars.com says CIA-connected terror group issues threat ahead of Russian Olympic Games. Now, these people put a video up on YouTube that has now since been taken down. But they said the men warned that terrorists will attack the Winter Olympics scheduled to begin on February the 6th. And the quote said, "We have prepared a present for you, President Putin, and all those tourists who will come over." Now, as Kurt Nemo points out, this group that put the video up was actually created during the Second Chechen War. They're loyal to a Chechen commander who was indoctrinated and trained by the Pakistani Inter Services Intelligence in Coast Afghanistan at a camp that was set up in the early 1980s by the CIA and ISI and run by an Afghan warlord who was funded by the CIA and the Afghan drug trade. Now, remember back to the Boston bombing, we found out that Uncle Ruslan had connections to Graham Fuller, who was the CIA head in that area and was involved with Chechen rebels. This is what Graham Fuller said about the role of Chechen rebels and Islam terrorists. He said, "The policy of guiding the evolution of Islam and of helping them against our adversaries worked marvelously well in Afghanistan against the Russians. The same doctrines can still be used to destabilize what remains of Russian power, especially to counter the Chinese influence in Central Asia." Now, we also know that Prince Bandar had threatened Putin, it was reported by a Muslim paper, over his opposition to the Syrian war. They threatened him with violence at the Olympic Games. So these connections with the CIA and Chechen terrorists, as well as the threats of Prince Bandar, are very concerning. It could be something that if there is an attack there at the Olympic Games, that could be something to further martial law in the United States. Now, we also see that both China and Iran are preparing new weapons. Now, Paul Joseph Watson is reporting that China is preparing to target U.S. aircraft carriers with a new hypersonic missile that they just tested. He says China's new hypersonic missile vehicle is primarily designed to target U.S. aircraft carriers, military expert Chen Hu told the state-run Chinese Central Television, in yet another admission of Beijing's increasingly hostile geopolitical posturing. Now, this is the Wu-14, a hypersonic glide vehicle, which can penetrate missile defense systems by traveling at up to 10 times the speed of sound. Well, remember back in the 1990s when all the military technology was transferred to the Chinese, both covertly and overtly by the Clinton administration? Now that they have enhanced capabilities, they're using this now to push for a new arms race here with the military-industrial complex. And we see that another former deputy director of the IAEA is speculating that Iran could be just 2 to 3 weeks away from a nuclear bomb if they don't abide by the new agreement. He says they still have quite a substantial stock of uranium hexafluoride, which is enriched to 20%. Now, it's interesting, isn't it, that it's hexafluoride, because one of the reasons we have fluoridation of the water, if you'll remember, is because we're disposing of byproducts of both the aluminum and the nuclear industry. Hexafluoride is something that is used to turn the uranium into a gas so that it can be used in the enrichment process, and the waste product of that is, of course, dumped in our water. Now, we also see global crisis in the financial markets. We have a mega default in China that is looming for January the 31st. Chinese state media reported that China Credit Trust Company warned investors that they may not be repaid when one of its wealth management products matures on January the 31st. And what they did was the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China sold the China Credit Trust product to its customers in the Shaanxi province. Sounds just like America, doesn't it? They dump this stuff before they get stuck with it, and then they disavow any connection to it. Now, this is about $500 million that's going on in China that they're going to stick investors there with. In Germany, we see that Deutsche Bank there is warning that they're having challenges ahead. They're looking at $1.3 billion net loss just last quarter that they're reporting. And New York Times reports that Deutsche Bank, which is the largest investment banking operation in Europe, disclosed a bigger-than-expected quarterly loss and warned of a difficult year ahead. So we see that the global financial crisis is not anywhere under control. It's moving across. It's in Germany. It's in China. And there's an interesting story that was in Zero Hedge that says Germany has recovered a paltry 5 tons of gold from the New York Fed after a year. They say a year after the Bundesbank announced its stunning decision, driven by Zero Hedge's revelations, to repatriate 674 tons of gold from the New York Fed and the French Central Bank, it had only managed to transfer a paltry 37 tons. And he points out that at that rate, they're not going to be on schedule to get it over the 8 years that they said that they would be able to collect it. And that only the New York Fed had only produced a tiny 5 tons of gold. The rest of it came from the French. Now, that 5 tons of gold is really only about 2/3 of 1% of the amount in question. Now, the excuse that we hear is that the transportation from Paris is simpler and they can start it more quickly. And Zero Hedge asks, how exactly is a gold transport simpler because it originates in Paris and not in New York? Or does the New York Fed gold travel by car along the bottom of the Atlantic and is French gold transported by a Vespa scooter out of the country? And the question is this just more central bank shenanigans about gold? Now, here at home in Austin, Texas, we had a very interesting event this weekend. We had the Texas Department of Public Safety hold back gun protesters, people who were protesting about open carry violations. They held them back as they let historical reenactors enter the state capitol grounds using the same weapons, weapons which are not firearms according to Texas law. So now we see the DPS here in Texas acting just like Obama, saying that they're going to write the laws. Here's what happened in a story that's exclusive from Kit Daniels here at InfoWars.com. It says the Department of Public Safety in Texas banned a gun rights group from carrying black powder firearms outside the Capitol today, despite allowing historical reenactors to fire their rifles on Capitol grounds this afternoon. And he has a quote from one of the organizations here. They said, the problem is that we've been trying for 3 months to get black powder firearms here just for this rally for open carry. We open carried at this rally last year, yet they told us that we couldn't carry this year. We had Come and Take It Austin, another gun rights group, presenting a black powder pistol as a raffle prize for this event, and they've been speaking with them on a daily basis and were told that they could not bring it into the Capitol grounds because it was an explosive device. So the Department of Public Safety is taking Judge Dredd one step further. They're not just judge, jury, and executioner. Now they claim to be able to write the laws as well. Well, that's it for the news portion of our program, but stay tuned, and I'm going to be talking to Bill Ayers about his re-education camps and the Weatherman bombings. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Now, on Thursday, I questioned Bill Ayers on his involvement in the educational establishment, where I believe for the last several decades he's been manufacturing consent for a Marxist agenda. But on Friday, I went back to another speaking engagement, and I asked him about the Weather Underground's involvement in bombings, as well as in plotting re-education camps, where they would have the mass murder of people who opposed their Marxist utopia. Notice how he tries to shift the discussion to Rhodes, and notice how he engages in ad hominem attacks on those who reported this.
The accusation that to establish your society that you would put people in a re-education camp.
Yeah, say it again.
That to establish your society you put people in a re-education camp.
That's Larry Gradwell.
Yeah, Larry Gradwell, right.
No, nothing like it was ever said.
Nothing was ever said.
But I was thinking about our conversation this morning because, you know, I realized that I didn't fully understand, I still don't fully understand where you're coming from, but... you know, the idea, I'm sure you're for certain kinds of things about government, right?
I want to be left alone. I don't want to use government to solve anything.
So you don't want roads. So I'm not a big fan of government, and I don't know why you guys would paint me that way.
Categorically tonight.
Categorically, never said anything of the sort. And Larry Gradwell, except in some fever swamp once you go through the rabbit hole, he has some credibility. What credibility does he have? He calls himself an FBI agent. He wasn't an FBI agent.
No, but
he has no credibility at all. He was a paid snitch, and
but because of the violence that was happening at the time, because
what violence?
Bombings, that sort of thing. Because
you mean the bombings of Vietnam? You mean 6,000 people?
No, I mean your bombings.
Oh wait,
I mean,
whoa!
Yeah. Because of yours, it has a certain credibility because your bombing.
It has no credibility. Yeah. Nobody who knew.
And also, whenever communists and Marxists take over, we have necklacing, we have mass murder, we have
re-education. Whenever capitalists take over, we have torture, we have re-education camps, we have bombing, we have the murder of people. The Vietnam War was a war of terror. Where 6,000
American Revolution,
people,
they didn't do anything like that to anybody. 6, you know, those guys were capitalists.
I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
6,000 people a week.
I would never.
So when you talk about the violence of those days, I hope you're talking about that. John McCain, the terrorist.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
Thank you.
But
I wanted to know.
I think it was counterproductive to do violence here because I think it galvanized the middle class to think these guys are right.
I don't see what the evidence of that is. That's an interesting theory. Yeah. Where's your evidence of that?
A lot of the middle class would say if we got people who are avowed Marxists that are
evidence?
Bombing.
Where's your evidence? So you're saying there were these people who were against the war, and then somebody put a bomb in the Capitol, and they said, God damn it, I'm for the war. I'd like to see the evidence of that.
Yeah, because it was based on fear of communism.
I think
violence like that is counterproductive.
Violence
in the same way, in the same way that Timothy McVeigh, when he blew up the war building, what that did was that put out.
Kill and murder people. That's an entirely different
thing. Well, I don't even believe that.
Burning
I believe
files.
It was a false flag attack. So
it
I don't
was
even,
a what?
I believe it was a false flag attack, so, yeah. Yeah.
Destroying property for the Berrigan brothers to burn draft files. Did that really make people pro-war?
I don't know. No. But bombing parks and killing police, that does.
Yeah, but who did that?
I thought you guys did that.
No, we did not.
You didn't do that.
No, okay. I know.
That's a report.
A report from a tiny little place that you're living, but it's not true. It has no truth to it. If it were true, don't you think there'd be some criminal justice response to it?
Well, after the break, we're going to continue this discussion with Larry Pinkney, who, like Martin Luther King, was also a target of FBI COINTEL, but they didn't get a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Now, as you saw earlier in the program, we talked to Bill Ayers last week. Now, we know why the FBI was following Bill Ayers, because he was bombing buildings, because people were dying from his bombs. But there were other people that were being followed, Dr. Martin Luther King, for example. So we wanted to get Larry Pinkney, who is also a victim of COINTELPRO and of the FBI's political operations. We wanted to talk to him and find out what he learned as a member of the original Black Panthers, how he was fighting against structural racism, but then saw that it was a much larger program, how the government was using it to pit one group against another. Well, welcome, Larry. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, David. It's a pleasure. It's always a delight.
I wanted to ask you about this report that came out yesterday on Bloomberg about Obama saying that his sinking poll ratings are due to the fact that he's black, and somehow, I guess, people just discovered that he's black. Did you know he was black?
isn't that amazing? His sinking poll ratings due to him being black? Well, I'll be.
He was elected twice. I guess people didn't notice when they voted for him twice.
Well, I've always said that Mr. Barack Obama was a very effective pimp. And once again, he's showing, and I say pimp in a political sense. He is a political pimp. I'll tell you why his ratings are going down, why they are plummeting, because people are waking up to the sham, the hypocrite, you know, that he actually is. Mm-hmm. It has nothing or very little, if anything, to do with his convenient pigmentation. He's always black. When it's time, when he's facing problems. But when he's not facing problems, why he is, you know, dictator in chief. Come on, get real.
Well, Larry, I talked to Bill Ayers. He was in the Austin area this last week. And of course, he was a victim of FBI COINTEL program, as were you, as was Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, we know why the FBI was looking at Bill Ayers because of his bombing campaign. Why were they investigating Martin Luther King?
Well, because Martin Luther King was not engaged in a bombing campaign.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. And the fact is that Dr. King stood for everyday, ordinary black, white, brown, red, and yellow people. Now, we know, of course, common sense dictates, of course, that Obama and his backers, such as Mr. Ayers, are the antithesis, the very opposite of everything that Dr. King fought and died for, or perhaps a better word is struggled, worked hard for, and ultimately died for, was killed for. So that's my only response to that.
You know, he has his book tour that he's going out. It's called Public Enemy, Confessions of a Dissident. And yet everything that he was doing was pushing the government line. Every time I would talk to him about something, certainly about education, he would say, well, certainly you see the government as a role in this or a role in that. And then when I went to see him the next night, he said, I was thinking, certainly you see a role for the government in doing roads. I mean, this guy is pushing, he calls himself an anarchist, but he pushes himself as pushing the state at every opportunity for every solution. He sees the government as being the solution. And when we confronted him on the issue of the bombings, he said, well, if I had done the bombings, I would be in jail by now. I don't think, you know, he'd confessed the previous night, said that his father, who was on the board of several Fortune 500 companies, some of the biggest companies, General Dynamics, Sears, Zenith, had called up a judge friend of his and gotten his wife out of jail. That didn't happen to you, did it? You had a very different experience. You didn't have daddy call up anybody, get you out of jail free.
You've got to be kidding. Absolutely not. And neither did most everyday, ordinary black, white, brown, red, and yellow people who were struggling and still are struggling. You know, I have a problem with people such as Mr. Ayers who pretend to be something that they're not. They have privilege. Mm-hmm. They have privilege. They use that privilege even today. They use that privilege. You know, you can't walk both sides of the road simultaneously. Either you stand with the people, everyday ordinary people, or you don't. And mommy or daddy, rich as they might be, I don't care what their color, rich as they might be, should not be the ones pulling strings if you have political integrity. It shouldn't be about that. It should be about everyday ordinary people coming together and saying, this is what this struggle's about. So that just burns me up, frankly. Burns me up.
You know, Larry, what really burned me about it was when I started talking to him about education, and he said that people who homeschooled were quote-unquote white privilege. They love to use that word, and yet the homeschoolers that I know are people who have given up the wife working. They have taken on financial hardship because they care about that. They want to make sure that they are instilling education in their children. And as Ayers pointed out, he sees education as fundamentally ethical and political. So do I. That's why I don't want the government anywhere near my kids as far as educating them. But he has the audacity to call homeschoolers privileged, and they were talking about that all the time. It's one of their favorite words is privileged, and yet these are the white privileged people that we see. I mean, the hypocrisy of somebody like Bill Ayers calling homeschoolers privileged is just beyond what I can even put up with. I can't even stomach that.
Well, the black and Chicano and Chicana black and brown folks that I know who happen to be homeschooling their children, where's that privilege?
Yes.
Excuse me? What is he talking about? He's on another planet. Get real. And the right to homeschooling should be a fundamental human right. And to twist and distort that to say that this is the white privilege. Come on. I think my friends who are black and brown would strongly disagree.
And the point of this is all that people need to be able to discern where somebody is coming from. They love to use language like, I'm a dissenter, I'm an anarchist, I'm against white privilege, and yet the opposite is true of all of that. You see that Ayers really represents the system.
Of course he does. Of course, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, you know, and moves like a duck, looks like a duck. It is a duck. And the fact of the matter is that people such as Mr. Ayers, he's certainly not the only one, they are the ones who are enjoying, quote unquote, white privilege. And you know what? We can even remove the color thing. It's not even about white privilege or only white privilege. It's about privilege across the board. Obama is not white, as he likes to remind us now that his ratings in the poll are falling, okay, or plummeting, I should say. But he has a great deal of privilege, and he uses it not for the benefit of the people, but or everyday ordinary people, but for himself and for his corporate buddy. You know, Larry, I would say to go ahead. Sorry.
Larry, we're almost out of time. I want to ask you this. Do you think, and I want you to talk about the Obama administration, do you think that perhaps people are judging the Obama administration by the content of the administration instead of the color of the president, and that's why they're seeing his poll ratings plummet? About the drone strikes, about continuing the policies of George Bush, and then instituting all these new things like indefinite detention without trial, without accusation, the NDAA, right, the drone assassinations.
Of course. Dr. King said that we make our judgment. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said we make our judgments based on the content of a person's character, not the color of his or her skin. And I think that, you know what? That might just be what's happening. Finally, people are getting away from the plantation color game and are beginning to realize that, hey, we need to look at the character or lack thereof. That's why his ratings in the polls are going down, and they should go down.
Yes, it's one of those things, exactly. It's one of those things where they use these labels and they use these techniques. They use racism to pit one group against another, and they try to strum that up. They try to stir up the racism, and that's exactly what I think he was doing yesterday when he came out one day before Martin Luther King and says, they hate me because I'm black.
Oh, you know, that is despicable. That is despicable. I guess his mother was black too, right? Oh, come on. I mean, you know, let's get real. And you're absolutely right. They distort and disfigure, you know, the struggle, all the hardships that everyday ordinary people have gone through and are still going through. That is utterly despicable.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. Thanks for chiming in on this. And we want to talk to you again about what happened when we've got more time, about what they did to you with COINTELPRO and what they let Bill Ayers get away with. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Take good care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, that's it for tonight's news. If you'd like to support our operation, please sign up as a subscriber to Prison Planet TV. One subscription will allow you to share that with 10 other people simultaneously. And right now, as a New Year's special, you can get 5 months for free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.